1974 National League MVP. He appeared in 5 World Series, including 1977, 78, and 81 for Classics against the Yankees. This cornerstone at first base set a National League record, playing in 1,207 consecutive games. Please welcome Steve Garvey. In 1981, this left-handed pitcher from Navajoa in Mexico. Pitcher won 324 career games, holds most of the all-time Dodger pitching records, including most victories, shutouts, innings pitched, strikeouts, and games pitched. A member of 5 World Series teams with the Dodgers, MVP of the 1977 All-Star Game at Yankee Stadium. Welcome a member of baseball's Hall of Fame, Don Sutton. He's been with the Dodgers since 1969 as a player, coach, and broadcaster. He set a major league record with his 150th career pinch hit in September of 1979. He played on 3 pennant-winning teams in 1974, 77, and 78. Please welcome Manuel Geronimo Mota. Former infielder appeared in 3 World Series during his 8-year Major League career, including 1963 and 65 championship teams with the Dodgers. Later, he served 24 seasons as a coach with the Detroit Tigers, the longest tenure in Detroit history. Please welcome Dick Trusisky. University of Southern California product either played in or broadcast over 7,000 major league games from 1958 through 2006. He began his 21 career with the Dodgers and was a member of championship teams in 1959, 63, and 65. Please welcome Ron Fairley. This outfielder was called up to the Dodgers in 1965 after early season injury to Tommy Davis and became a catalyst to a championship. He recorded the only hit and run in Sandy Koufax's perfect game, homered in Game 7 of the 1965 World Series in Minnesota. Please welcome Sweet Lou Johnson. In Los Angeles franchise history, winning consecutive crowns with the Dodgers in 1962 and 63. He also holds the single season records with 230 hits and 153 RBI. This 3-time All-Star, a member of championship teams in 1959, 63, and 65. Welcome back, Tommy Davis. This Gold Glove shortstop, 7-time All-Star, was the leadoff hitter and the catalyst of Dodger championship teams in 1959, 63, and 65. He stole a record 104 bases during the National League MVP season in 1962. Overall, he swiped 586 bases in his 14-year career. Please welcome the mouse that roared, Maury Wills. He's the first player in Major League history to win three major awards: the Rookie of the Year, Cy Young, and Most Valuable Player Award. Along with Jackie Robinson and Roy Campanella, he played a key role in breaking sports color barriers. He won a career-high 27 games in 1956 and was a member of the 55 Brooklyn Dodgers, who defeated the Yankees to earn the franchise's first World Series title. Let's hear it. The Big Newt, Don Newcomb. I never, ever get finished with this paragraph. I will try it again, but I've never made it. This three-time Cy Young Award winner pitched four career no-hitters, including the only perfect game in Dodger history in 1965. A seven-time All-Star, a four-time World Series champion, including the World Series MVP in 63 and 65. In 72, he became the youngest person elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. I made it! Sandy Koufax! And he was a very talented left-hander for the Dodgers. I can remember him coming out of the bullpen and striking out six consecutive batters. Unfortunately, he suffered the terrible injury of breaking his arm while pitching. But we will never forget left-hander Pete Rickard. Finally, this Hall of Fame manager guided the Dodgers to World Series four times, brought home the trophy in 81 and 88. As a pitcher, he was a member of Brooklyn's only championship team in 55, a two-time manager of the year, now serves as special advisor to the chairman. Please welcome